I like how the W is lowercase. Did you do that on purpose?
What? Are you talking to me?
No.
That wasn't me. Okay, look, check it out.
Who is that?
It's Rex.
Rex? Okay. I was going to say Rex.
Oh, that helps.
Because they don't all look the same.
Yeah. I was just saying, showing that it could come off.
That's pretty cool. Like crap. Which, yeah, yeah. Is that one of the Black Series?
Yes, yes. It's the Black Series. They recently came out with the Ahsoka.
Yeah, version. I saw the Ahsoka one.
And then they also came out with this.
Is that Gideon?
Yep.
Yeah.
Dang, that looks like him.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
What are they, 12-inch Black Series or whatever? They're pretty freaking good. Yeah. I've got...
I've got
Bo-Katan, and she's pretty awesome. I didn't open it, though, because...
I'm an opener.
I know. I usually am, but those action figures, man, sometimes, like, my Cad Bane is opened because he came in a two-pack. I can't remember who came with him, but I got Cad Bane, and Spencer got the other figure, and that son of a bitch will not stand up straight. Like, you gotta lean him against something.
Have you put him in, like, hot boiling water and, like, trying to loosen him up to, like...
No.
You gotta buy him. Because they're ratcheted, you know, and sometimes they're positioned. And sometimes you can just, like, kind of loosen it up to where you can just move it how you want it.
Maybe we're cursed. If I did that, it would either disintegrate or it would get so loose that his knees would just buckle every time I push it. Who do I have open? I got him open. Bounty Hunter Leia is open. Boosh, or however you say it. She's pretty cool. We didn't start the podcast. Hey. Harley says, hey. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the X-Wing Files. I'm Logan.
I'm Jacob.
I'm Elizabeth.
And this is
Fabian. I'm Stephanie.
It's Fabian and Stephanie. Elizabeth, do you know what the Star Wars news is?
Ryan Gosling is going to be in something?
I am honestly shocked that you knew that.
Why?
Because you never know the Star Wars news.
Right? Right.
Anytime I'm like, did you see that trailer? You're like, what trailer?
Ryan Gosling is going to be in a show?
No, it's a movie.
A movie.
Star Wars Starfighter.
It's going to be after, like, the Rey stuff.
Yeah, it's post the worst Star Wars movie ever made.
I've seen so many memes of The Last Starfighter.
Dude.
Have you seen any of those? They're pretty good.
I love The Last Starfighter. But all I keep thinking about is Jedi Starfighter.
Yeah.
And Star Wars Starfighter. And how much we loved those freaking games.
Yeah.
And, like, I hope that... I don't know. A Star Wars movie that's just about space battles sounds amazing.
Yeah. That's all I've ever wanted.
Like, it makes me so, like, nauseous, like, when they're in the cockpit and stuff, and you can, like, see outward. Ugh, it makes me
so, in the beginning of, it's Revenge of the Sith, right? That opens with the space battle?
Yep.
Yeah, that makes you sick? Mm-hmm. So I guess you're not going to see the 20th anniversary screening of Revenge of the Sith next week?
We want to... But probably not.
Yeah.
I can't take Harley to go see that.
We're going to. I don't know if we'll have a chance to podcast next week because We have a full weekend, but we're definitely going to see Revenge of the Sith on Friday.
Careful.
I'll probably take Hudson after work Saturday.
That'll be cool.
Yeah. Because he's been wanting to see Mandalorian and Grogu. So every time I tell him, hey, do you want to go to the movies? He's like, is it the Mandalorian? I'm like, oh, we still got a year. And then I was like, do you want to go next weekend? And he said, yeah, is it Star Wars? And I said, yeah, it's actually Star Wars. He's like, is it the Mandalorian? No, it's not the Mandalorian. And he goes, well, which one is it? And I was like, it's the one where Anakin turns into Darth Vader. And he goes, oh, that's scary. He's watched it like 4 or 5 times, but I don't know how it'll be in the movie theaters.
Well, I mean, I guess the worst case scenario is he gets a little freaked out and you have to leave a movie that you've already seen 25 times.
I'm not leaving. He's just going to sit there and watch it.
I'm not leaving. Go stand in the hallway.
Oh, man.
He'll love it.
I mean, what's not to love?
It's really not that scary.
Yeah, I don't think I've watched it in probably since me and Ryan did the, was it me and Ryan that did the commentary tracks for Film Dispenser?
Yeah, we did a couple for X-Wing Files, but
Those are on our Patreon, which you can subscribe to at patreon.com/X-Wing Files. Go be the only other subscriber that we have.
My bad.
I don't think I've seen them since. I probably hadn't seen them in 5 or 6 years. Like, seen Revenge of the Sith. I've seen, was last year? Or was it last year that it was the Phantom Menace anniversary? And they had all those screenings?
I don't remember. I know it did. They did re-release it.
Yeah, I think it was last year.
Episode 2.
No, which bums me out because I know I'm not. It's not a popular opinion. I think episode 2 is the best prequel movie.
Yikes!
I know. Everybody thinks I'm wrong because everybody likes Revenge of the Sith, but. The only parts of Revenge of the Sith I think are great are the last, like, 20, 30 minutes. That whole movie feels like... Well, yeah, that's pretty good. But that's, like, 5 minutes. But that whole movie feels like it happens in, like, 2 days. And you go from, like, her, like, squirreling him away and being like, Anakin, I'm pregnant, to, like, the end of the movie, she's given birth.
Yeah.
Like, it takes place over, like, 9 months, and it feels like it's 2 days. There's no sense of time. And, like, because it feels like he turns evil so quick. And it's just like, oh, no, this has been brewing for, like, a year.
Yeah.
And, well, really longer than that. But, yeah. I would love to have an anniversary screening of Attack of the Clones, but...
I mean, I would go see it.
Yeah, it's probably outside of... Rise of Skywalker, it's probably the most maligned Star Wars movie. Like, people hate The Last Jedi, but I don't think they hate The Last Jedi as much as they hate Rise of Skywalker and Attack of the Clones.
Yeah.
I feel like if Han didn't die, spoilers, in Last Jedi, people wouldn't hate it so much.
What? He died?
Well, he didn't die in The Last Jedi.
Oh, well, he died in Force Awakens. Sorry. Yeah. If he didn't die in Force Awakens, they wouldn't hate The Last Jedi so much. That's what I mean.
Because
then you would have Han and Luke. Because no, you don't get to see them all back together. So,
yeah.
Which is a real bummer. So,
I mean, The Last Jedi was ruined for me when Luke threw the lightsaber over his shoulder.
I still think it's funny. I like Cantankerous Old Man look. I can't wait till Jacob's like 56 and he's like, I understand this now.
No. After like all he's been through.
Some kid just showing up at your door and just being like, teach me. And you're like, I'm tired.
But he's not tired. He's been retired for forever.
He did the same thing Yoda did, man.
Well, Yoda's was on a much more grander scale of a fail.
Yeah, but like...
than some stupid little nephew kid being angry and not being able to handle it. But you turned Darth Vader good again.
Yeah, it's still just like Yoda and Obi-Wan just being like, well, we botched that. Let's go.
Yeah.
Like, you go to the desert planet, I'll go to the swamp, and nobody will know that we're still alive. It still blows my mind. What were we talking about? Oh, Ryan Gosling.
Oh.
How could you forget that?
So I guess you're for the Ryan Gosling starring in a Star Wars movie.
Well, I love him, so yeah.
Yeah. You think he's going to be shirtless the whole movie?
Probably not. He's too old.
Did you see Barbie? That was just 3 years ago. 2 years ago?
Yes, I did see Barbie.
Yeah. So Stephanie hasn't seen Barbie. I give her a hard time about it. Terrible. Right?
Me neither.
Terrible.
It was not terrible.
It's not terrible. It's hysterical.
I'm kidding. No, it was actually pretty good.
It was good. It was really good. It was silly.
She hasn't seen Wicked yet either.
Nope. But I read the book, so I feel like it
it's
counts.
Not the same thing.
It's the same story.
Listen, the I don't story, like Ariana but... Grande, but she does a really good job in that movie.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, not that I don't like her. I like her, but I was like, and then I was like, well, she used to be really good in that one show she played in, so I was like, maybe she'll be good in this. And we know she can sing. So I was like, I went to see it in theater, me and Cara did.
Yeah. It's freaking great, man. Okay. I can't wait for part two in November.
I know. I told Cara, I was like, just spoil it for me. Just tell me.
Did you not see The Wizard of Oz?
So.
Yeah, but that's not
but, it's a twist on all of that. Yeah. Don't spoil. Well, Stephanie knows the story, but I don't know how different it is from the book. So
I don't know, but I've read all the books.
The Braves are threatening, Jacob.
To fire Brian Snicker? Finally.
Right there.
We can only hope. Not to get on sports, but do you know that them calling up, the pitcher, the pitcher that's been there forever and a day, he keeps leaving and coming back.
Oh, Jesse Chavez?
Yeah. Them calling up Jesse Chavez means that every Braves roster since, I think they said 1968, has had a player on it coached by Bobby Cox.
Bobby Cox, yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
That's almost 60 years.
He's a legend.
So, Elizabeth will be their opening day to watch Ryan Gosling shoot down some TIE fighters. I mean, I will be, because I'll watch anything Star Wars.
I hope it's good, though.
I mean, it's the guy that made Deadpool Wolverine and a bunch of other stuff. But I'm drawing a blank on. Free Guy was his too, Sean Levy. Tonight, right? Thunderstorms with a low of 52 degrees. What?
Okay.
It's Alexa.
It's 52 degrees.
Your Alexa's from Australia?
Yeah.
Okay.
And another shrimp on the bobby.
Is it 52 degrees where you're at?
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
Cold. It's a thunderstorm right now.
Hmm. I wish it was 52 here.
It's time for bed.
It might get down to 52 like later tonight.
Yeah.
All right, Sean Levy. Here we go. Deadpool Wolverine, Free Guy. I don't know what the Adam Project is. I think it's a Netflix movie.
Stranger Things.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, he's directed some Stranger Things episodes. The Night at the Museum movies. Date Night. That was kind of funny. The Pink Panther movie. Oh, he did Cheaper by the Dozen. I like that movie.
Mm-hmm.
So.
The Hamburger?
So, I mean, he can do, like, comedy and big special effect stuff and, like, action. I mean, that... I still can't get over how amazing the fight in the minivan and Deadpool and Wolverine is. One of the best fights I've ever seen on film. Like, I still don't understand how they shot that.
In a minivan.
I mean, yeah.
It's just funny that Odyssey. It's just funny that that's what he was selling. Like,
yeah. It's like, yeah. Of course it's a Honda Odyssey.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of excited for it. Like, Ryan Gosling was there talking it up.
I'm excited for anything Star Wars.
I saw...
What's his name? Ryan... The writer?
Ryan Johnson?
Yeah.
I like The Last Jedi, man.
Anything that he doesn't touch, I'm excited for. Honestly,
sorry, Elizabeth.
It probably would have been better if he did Force Awakens and the rest of them.
If he did all three of them, yeah. Instead of them splitting it up like they did.
Yeah. But I digress.
What were you saying, Elizabeth? I
don't know. My brain, I can't remember.
Did you see the Ahsoka news? Okay.
Oh, yeah, she'll like this one.
Yeah, you're gonna love this. First, you're gonna say who, and then when I tell you who it is, you're gonna be like, oh yeah, that's awesome. So you know, what's his name that played Baylan in Ahsoka died, right? Ray Winstone.
Right. Yeah.
And they said they were gonna recast. Rory McCann is playing Baylan Skull.
Who?
he just won the Masters.
Yeah, that Rory McCann. the what was his name on Game of Thrones?
The Mountain.
Not the Mountain.
Yeah, it was.
No, it was the Hound, right?
The Hound. Yeah.
The Mountain was his brother.
Yeah.
He's gonna be in it.
He's taking over the Baylan role in Ahsoka season 2. So,
Ahsoka's gonna die.
He's great in Game of Thrones, man.
Yeah.
So him and what's her name?
Arya.
Yeah, that's maybe my favorite arc in Game of Thrones. So I knew you'd like that though. When I saw it, I was like, "Oh, Elizabeth's gonna be so happy."
Yeah, that's cool. I like that. Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, you chill.
You have a baby. She has no chill.
Yeah, I have.
She actually
have Baylan,
is pretty chill.
But I didn't open the box because of, you know, he passed away. So
in memory of him, mm-hmm. You kept him sealed. Like, just like in a coffin, he's now sealed in this plastic.
Yikes. Too soon.
Yeah.
That was, right next to his.
That was morbid.
I think the only other, like, two big things, the video game trailer, which.
Well,
I don't know. Right? Yeah, I was going to say Darth Maul's the other big thing. Yeah.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, but I was going to like save that for last. So.
Oh, well.
I mean, we just watched the video game trailer. What did you, like, Jake, do you play turn-based stuff?
I don't play anything anymore.
Well, did you play turn-based games?
I would play anything Star Wars, but not really.
Yeah, turn-based strategy stuff.
Yeah.
So I've been playing two, one on the Switch, Mario Brothership, which I'm really enjoying, but God, it is a bigger Mario game than most of them. And so, like, it's taken me forever because I only play, like, 20 minutes a day. But for, like, 4 months, I've been playing bits and pieces of Midnight Suns.
Mm.
And, God, it's fun, but there's so much stuff to do. It just gets really overwhelming because, like, there's got to be – the side missions have to be three or four times what the story missions are. Like, there's three times the amount. And if you want to get everything, it's just like, this is taking too long. So I hope it's not like that. But those characters look cool.
Yeah, they did look cool.
You got a Mandalorian, a Jedi, a droid, an astromech droid, and a clone. And that's your crew. That's pretty cool.
What is it going to be on?
PlayStation 5, Xbox, whatever the new Xbox is called. Series X.
Yeah.
I used to love Xbox, man. I bet they really pissed me off with the naming stuff. The Xbox One should have just been called the Xbox 3. And then just start from there and go Xbox 4, Xbox 5. I mean, what are you going to name the next one, man? You're just going to have to name it something that isn't Xbox. Call it something else.
Yeah.
PC.
Bobby 01.
Yeah, it'll just be a laptop. It won't be an actual Xbox.
Yeah.
The other thing was, like Elizabeth said, the Darth Maul news, which I'm really excited about. A Darth Maul animated series with Sam Witwer coming back.
I was wondering, like, where is it going to be, like, Ahsoka in the last couple of episodes of the Clone Wars, where it's like fills in all the blanks where she was at? You know what I mean?
I think so, because it takes place between the Clone Wars. It starts at the end of the Clone Wars, I think, is what Filoni said.
Because we know how it is.
We know how he dies.
Yeah.
I want to know.
Well, you didn't see Rebels, did you?
It's on my list.
Yeah.
This list has like 200 things.
Yeah.
I really liked Rebels. That was really good.
Yeah, Rebels is pretty great.
Yeah.
Star Wars is, I know I said this at that. I think we talked about this last time because we were talking about Resistance. It's the only thing in the world that can take like these kids characters, and I'm like, I hate these people.
Yeah.
And then by the end, I'm just like, if this character dies, I'm never watching Star Wars again.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was definitely like Ahsoka.
Yeah. But yeah.
Snips.
Yeah. Dude, I remember sitting in the theater just being like, Star Wars is done. It's completely done. Like, this is absolutely horrible. Like, the animation didn't bother me, but the Snips and Sky Guy stuff.
Yeah.
Ugh. I was just like, this is so bad. And then the Obi-Wan scene where he's having tea with the general, I was like, oh my God, this is terrible. I can't believe that this is what Star Wars is now. Now I can look at it and be like, eh, it's stupid, but it's all right.
Yeah.
But that show got so much better. Like, almost from day one, because the first arc is the Yoda arc, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, why wasn't this the movie?
Yeah. Where he's teaching the clones that they're individuals and they're worth more than just cannon fodder.
I mean, did you see the panel that was kind of like a tribute to Dee Bradley Baker?
No.
And the guy was just like going on and on and on about like all these characters are the same and you made them different.
Yeah, I seen like a little 30-second video of that or something.
I feel like I've been talking a lot. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what else is new?
It's nothing new.
God.
Yeah, that's...
One day we're going to do a podcast where I barely talk at all, and it's going to be like 45 minutes of silence.
you've been saying that for a while.
It's been a couple of years.
Okay, we only podcast like 5 times a year now. So.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Y'all discuss things amongst yourselves.
I don't know that, like, as much as y'all do. Like,
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel bad because Stephanie's sitting here and I'm just like, not. I don't know. I'm just rambling on and on and on.
Okay, Stephanie, who's your favorite Star Wars character of all time?
That's a tough one. There's so many good choices.
Jar Jar Binks.
There's only one. I do love Jar Jar. I think Jar Jar is great.
There's only one.
That's a conflicted interest.
There's only one correct answer.
Jacob thinks it's Obi-Wan Kenobi, and that is not true.
No, I don't.
I don't know. I like bad guys, though. So, I mean, I love Vader.
Yeah.
Just because you get the whole story. But I also really like Darth Maul. I think that's an interesting story there.
The guy I'm thinking of, we don't know if he's good or bad, really. So.
C-3PO?
Oh, he's definitely bad. He's the worst character.
Meager Gascon?
Even
Gascon?
Though I love... No.
Is that
he's not even a character. No.
Meeber... What was it? Meeber Gascon?
That's it, yeah.
Meeber Gascon? It.
But never...
You didn't watch the Clone Wars either, did you? I'm going to show you the Meeber Gascon episode.
No,
you'll be like, this is terrible. It's like, what if Michigan J. Frog... were a general in the Clone Wars. It's like so bad.
That what? How many episodes is that? Like 2?
Like
or 3?
No. I swear to God, it's 4 or 6 episodes.
Okay,
it went on for so long.
Those episodes have 2 of the worst characters, in my opinion, ever in anything.
The stupid frog
and C-3PO. I hate C-3PO, but I love Anthony Daniels. Anthony Daniels. The guy I'm thinking of is the more recent character.
Chopper.
No.
But we're getting more Chopper. That's what Dave said.
Yeah.
Maloney was like, I heard you. More Chopper. Calm down. A new character?
Who?
Your favorite Star Wars character is a new character?
Newer character, yeah.
I mean, it's Ahsoka.
I mean, yeah, technically. But it's not her, not who I'm thinking of.
Rey Skywalker.
No, Rey Palpatine. let's see. They are in The Rise of Skywalker.
There is no way your favorite Star Wars character is in The Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
No. Unless it's Emperor Palpatine.
No. What? Who'd you say?
Ripley called BS on that too.
Finn? Yeah. No.
Finn is nobody's favorite.
You like Poe. I like Poe better than Finn.
Yeah.
And it's not Finn's fault. It's
the gobbled eyed lady is not in.
Who talks first? I talk first, you talk first.
I love that.
Who is it? Who are you talking about?
You give up?
Yeah.
Logan's looking at the cast list or our character list. Let's give him a chance.
No, wait. Tell me.
Babu Frick.
Babu Frick is pretty good.
Who?
He's not my favorite, but I just wanted to say one that...
Who? Babu Frick.
He saved The Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, it's the only character in that whole movie
He turned C-3PO into a killing machine.
It's awesome. I'm trying to look up how many episodes Meeper Gascon was in. Oh. And he's not a frog. He's like a snail thing or something. But
wow.
My character arc, though, mine is like Ahsoka, Vader, Princess Leia. But sometimes I think sometimes Vader's first. But then also I'm like, but I really like Princess Leia. So like, so it's kind of a tie.
I think the reason
most of the time is why. Yeah.
I think the reason why I love Ahsoka the most is because the one fight between her and Vader at the end of Rebels.
In the end of Rebels? Oh my God, man.
Yeah.
That's like tears.
Yeah.
It's so rough. I can't wait for you to watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember watching the end of Clone Wars with Avi, and both of us are sitting there. Like, he had to be 8 or something, and both of us are like trying not to cry, because like Ahsoka's just leaving, man.
Yeah, and the way she left, Anakin's stupid whiny self.
Yeah.
That and. I just lost what
if
I was
thinking. If
you like
to read her book. Her book is really good.
The Ahsoka book?
Okay.
Me no like read.
Well, I wasn't talking to you.
Today we went to a nerd store. You know, like, it's called Vintage Stock, but it's like...
We have the Vintage Stock.
Yeah. So, today I took Hudson there for the first time. And we bought a Star Wars comic book. It was like $1. It was a Boba Fett one. And on the way home, he was like trying to read it. Like he was like out the words and stuff. It was pretty good.
That's good. Aww.
But he also bought, him a Rey, I think it says Skywalker on it, action figure. It's one of the Black Series, but it has D.O. in it. And that's the reason why I wanted it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I was like,
because he showed it to me. I was like, you want Rey? And then I was like, oh, there's Dio. It's funny because, Elizabeth, did you buy him that Dio, the one that dances on the floor?
Yeah.
He was like, what, 3?
Yeah.
Or 2? Yeah. He's probably like 2. So she bought him this little, oh, here it is right here. It's not really little. It's kind of big. It's probably like the actual size of D.O. I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Yeah, but he like, it's got these wheels and he dances on the floor and he makes the noises and stuff.
I go get my BB-8, but I have a life-size BB-8.
That's cool.
Yeah, battery's he used to roll around, but he don't work so well anymore. His head falls off all the time.
Our pets, our heads are falling off. Anyways.
Fires just tied it up 3-3.
Nice. But
Michael Harris hit a home run.
Told you.
Solo home run.
It was solo, but...
Anyways, Hudson was terrified of this thing. He would dance on the floor, and he'd be like, I don't like it. In two-year-old speak. Yeah. But, yeah, he used to be scared of it. But now he likes Dio. He likes all the droids, really.
I mean... They're the best. There's a couple of new. I know we don't really do book stuff, but there's some new art books coming out. There's a Art of Andor book coming out, but
sounds exciting.
Yeah, it'll be as boring as a show. But there's a giant coffee table book of Doug Chiang's Phantom Menace. Well, I guess it's always Star Wars stuff, but like his Phantom Menace paintings, like are really, really good. I don't know if you ever watched the, like the behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah, I watch or I have. Okay. So it was Darth Maul and Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Okay. And Elizabeth, yours was Ahsoka, Darth Vader and Princess Leia. Okay, and mine was Babu Frick and Ahsoka. Which there's Logan's no, like, that's BS.
I mean, I'll give you Ahsoka. I'm not going to give you Babu. Babu Frick's awesome, but...
I love Obi-Wan, too.
Yeah.
As I got older, Han really kind of grew on me. Like,
yeah.
But, that's okay, who I what's...
was.
Han?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just died in the dumbest way. Anyways, Logan, who's yours?
I mean, who do you think my favorite Star Wars character is?
The Minock.
Yeah. Scares the shit out of you.
Rex.
No,
Rex is pretty good, man. Yeah.
I like, I love Rex, but I like Fives too.
Yeah.
Fives had a really good ending.
Yeah.
Rex isn't dead, so.
Great, he's in Ahsoka.
That would be awesome. It'd be kind of cool if he died in Ahsoka. Somehow, saving Ahsoka.
Yeah.
Or somebody. Who's Logan's?
I know. It's... Crap, I can't remember her name.
Ventress.
Ventress is pretty good, but she's not my favorite.
Is it a female character?
I mean, I do like the female characters the best.
It's Luke's wife.
Yeah.
Mara Jade.
I can't remember.
Luke married a robot?
That's a callback to episode one of this podcast from 8 years ago. When funny. We were talking about Luke's story in the comics and how he gets married,
mm-hmm.
and I don't somehow Elizabeth misheard what we were saying, and we're talking about Mara Jade, and she goes, "Wait, Luke married a robot?"
Oh, does she know about the iconic video?
Oh my god, we don't need
recording. Yeah, the bug audio. Yeah. Yeah, she knows about that.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, I know who it is. It's Shmi, isn't it?
Yeah, Shmi. What about Shmi? I don't know, man. Like, it's probably Ahsoka, though.
Yeah.
It's hard to top Ahsoka. You get her from... Everybody else, we have, like, pieces of their story. And I know we don't have Ahsoka's, like, last story. But she's one of the few characters that we have... her entire story.
Yeah.
Like, I guess we got Luke's, but I have my moments of, like, not liking
Luke. Yeah.
So.
But there's so many huge pieces missing from him, though.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Why do you think we don't get an animated series about those characters? They're just worried that they're going to do it a disservice?
No, I don't think they're worried about that.
I
made the last or Rise of the Skywalker. I mean,
yeah, pretty much just poops all over the legacy of Han, Leia, and Luke. Like, what? F those guys.
I really don't. I've always wondered that, why we don't get, unless they're like the Holy Grail or whatever, they don't want to.
But they're doing comic book stories exploring those characters.
Yeah, but nobody.
And those are, I read them. They're supposedly canon. Why can't we get animated stuff? New voices.
I mean, like...
There's so many people that can do Harrison Ford.
Yeah, like, you've played Battlefront 2, though, right? Yeah. Have you played the story?
I started. I don't think I ever finished it.
Luke has such a good, like... I don't know if you call it cameos in that, but there's a whole mission where Luke winds up helping an Imperial soldier. I think he's just a soldier at the time, whatever. And it's really good. Like, he's on a mission to uncover all of Palpatine's secrets and, like, find all his little hidden stashes of Jedi, whatever, memorabilia. Like, yeah, he's looking for all this stuff. And that is, like, good Luke Skywalker and the stuff from The Mandalorian. I love that. Like,
yeah,
why can't we have that?
I think the last season of Mandalorian had a little bit too much Luke in it. Like, they haven't got that deep fake stuff completely down.
Well,
so yeah. So it's still a little like, this doesn't look right.
Yeah, but still.
But I mean, it is, it's better than what's his name in Rogue One, because God, every time they cut to him, it's like,
oh, Tarkin.
I think that I'm looking at a dead person.
Yeah,
it's like some kind of ghost.
Ghost.
I mean, they should have got Bucky to play as him.
I mean, Sebastian Stan would have been a good like if they, now he's getting too old though. God, that Thunderbolts movie looks so good, man.
Doesn't that come out soon?
2 weeks. I can't freaking wait.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I'm spending $50 at the movies every week now? Jeez.
Well, if you go, well, do y'all have matinee prices?
That was the matinee price.
Oh, good God.
We went and saw... Do what?
That cinema thing where it's like...
Yeah, but if I do that, then no movies are going to come out.
I mean, for the next, like, 3 months, it's pretty stacked.
Yeah.
We
went to go see King of Kings today, which was actually pretty good.
Yeah, it's got a big cast.
Yeah.
What is
that? It's the...
It's Charles Dickens explaining Jesus, story of Jesus, to his son.
It sounds like a really weird premise, and it kind of is. But, like, it's got a huge cast. Like, kind of like Prince of Egypt did back in the day. Which is like, this, everybody in this movie's a star. So,
yeah, it was really good. Is
Pascal in that?
No. It's Oscar.
No, I'm pretty sure Pedro Pascal's in it, because he's in everything.
I think he's the voice.
No, I think Oscar Isaac. He's right. I was just
Oscar making a Isaac. Joke. Yeah, he plays he plays Jesus, but
that's racist, Elizabeth.
Well, why'd you look at me?
Pedro Pascal is in every effing thing right now, though.
Have you seen the Nicolas Cage movie with him? What's it called?
It's so unbearable.
Dude, I loved
likeness of Unbearable
Weight of Limitless Talent or something.
Yeah, Unbearable Weight of Unlimited Talent. Something like that.
It was so good.
Massive Talent. Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
It was so freaking good. Elizabeth, you would love that. Seen it?
Oh, my God.
No. I would love what?
Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. It's Nicolas Cage and Pedro Pascal.
Oh, I wanted to watch that.
So, Nicolas Cage plays himself, but he plays like a more washed up version of himself.
Yeah.
And Pedro Pascal is like this drug dealer in like South America or something. And he pays him some ungodly amount of money to just come be his friend for his week, for like the weekend of his birthday. Right?
To make a movie.
Yeah, that's right. They're going to make a movie. And it's so damn funny.
It is.
But it's the movie that I was like, like everybody had talked about Pedro Pascal. Like, I think Mandalorian was already out, right, when that came out. And I was like, he's all right. Like, I don't really get the love this guy gets. And then I saw that movie and I was like, oh, yeah, this guy's awesome.
Yeah, he's really good in it.
I probably would have a hard time watching Joel act all like that in that movie.
Yeah,
but he does a good job of not being like, even though he looks the same, but he's really good at like turning off that like super seriousness. And I'm really interested to see what his Mr. Fantastic is going to be.
So, you know, and that's what I like, because he was in The Mandalorian, but like I know him more as The Last of Us.
Do you watch The Last of Us?
Yeah.
I haven't really seen him in anything else, but that's how I see him, is like this rough,
serious, like,
you know, serious dude.
Oh no, he's so good at being like goofy and fun. What, Last of Us?
No.
Oh, Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
It was on Netflix, but
Jacob Brazier up 4-3, by the way.
Our tornado guy just went live. Let me check the news real quick.
We're going to let y'all go so you can die in a tornado.
No. I have homework. I'm a tornado.
Go talk to God. Dear God, I have homework. I don't have time for this.
I really don't. I didn't have time for this, but I was like, well, I really want to record.
Oh, no, we're good. We're good. It's nowhere near us.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry about it. Was there any more Star Wars news?
I mean, we kind of went over it. Ryan Gosling, Darth Maul, Luke married robot. Pretty much hit the nail on the head.
If you go, Stephanie was doing some Googling. We didn't watch it all, but you can find the Darth Maul trailer online. You got to listen to some idiot talk over it for 2 minutes, but you can find it. It looks pretty cool.
I have to look it up.
Yeah. The chick that still had her video up wouldn't stop talking. She said she had to talk over it, so the copyright thing didn't flag it.
But, which is still going to flag it.
Yeah, eventually they'll take it down. But yeah. I was like, I'd rather not watch it than hear you talk over it.
Wow.
Like, couldn't you just play some, like license-free music over it?
Well, here's the thing. Like, when they do that, you didn't get any credit for that video. Yeah. So all your views are just null and void.
So. Crazy. Yeah, can you imagine, like, you're the one person that gets something up on YouTube for long enough that you get, like, I mean, what's it great, like 2-3 million hits or something, and they're just like, oh, we found you, and you pull the video down and like, yeah, you're not getting anything for that.
Yep.
Because you broke copyright law.
Yep. And then you get 3 strikes and you're out. It's like baseball, and it's 3 lifetime strikes of copyright for YouTube.
Yeah. That sucks, man.
Yeah.
TikTok apparently doesn't care.
Well, it's in China.
So. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I can't wait till there's a tariff on using TikTok.
Yeah, there probably will be. You could do Spotify, though. They're doing video now, right?
Yeah, but Spotify is as strict or stricter than YouTube about copyright stuff.
But they're not an American company.
I don't know. I put a podcast up on Spotify one time, and it was immediately flagged, and I never put up another one.
Oh, really?
Yep.
They're out of Switzerland or something. I don't know. Somewhere over there.
One of them countries we're going to invade and take over?
Somebody is. I don't know. Either us or them.
Dude, I can't wait till we take over Greenland. I'm moving to Greenland, man. Or Iceland. Oh. Or which one are we taking over? Finland.
I don't know.
One of them lands.
We're going to take over Finland?
I don't remember which one Trump said he was going to take over.
The moon. We're going to take over the moon.
He's like, I've been sitting in the office. I'm watching video of John Kennedy, and he helped put a man on the moon. I'm going to take the moon for America. We won't call it the moon anymore. We're going to call it United States
of Moon.
Of Moon.
We're going to call it United States of Cheese.
You know what's going to be the flag?
What?
I can't say. We'll get banned from TikTok. It's going to be Joe Biden's butt crack.
Yeah, okay. All right. I've got to turn my ear on because I'm dying. So, y'all, the podcast will no longer be valid once I turn the AC on.
Well,
so, yeah. Well, this is fun. So,
watch Braves lose because they can't win back to back.
I mean, they're up 4-3, man, and it's the top of the 7th. So we'll see. Go check out everything else we do over at xwingfiles.com. Follow us on TikTok because we don't have enough followers to go live on our own account. Just look for the X-Wing Files, I guess.
Yep.
Okay. And I don't know when we'll be back, but we will eventually. So until then, may the force be with you
always.
Bye.
Jacob, don't jinx them. They're winning
in the live.
your mouse and my mouse. Like, I can't tell what's...
Copyright claimed by Disney. This video was
ironic.
The ad revenue they will take. Unfortunate this is. If support you want, channel member, consider becoming. Special thanks to I'm a Cat Cat. If money you don't want to spend, watch another video on the screen. You can. Yes. Very good video this one is.